I like to daydream about having a different kind of life. I've wanted to open a stationery store because I was obsessed with fine writing paper, boxed note cards with images of fine art from museums, and exquisite pens. That was on Monday. Or a store that sold antique clocks, specifically alarm clocks or mantel clocks. I had a fetish for antique travel alarm clocks, where the clock folded itself turtle-like into a pretty case from Hermès or Jaeger LeCoultre. That was on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I'd be the warden of a prison, because I thought that was a powerful way to reach some of the most forgotten people. I'd help those who had done wrong and were actually caught, and put away by those of us who, by God's grace, were neither caught nor punished. Come Thursday, I was sure it was an art gallery in Chelsea, one of those places in the West 20s. I'd live in London Terrace and walk to work every day. I'd travel to Europe, buying and selling acclaimed art. But on Friday, I wanted to be a teacher. I'd hide away behind ivy walls and teach literature or film studies. Or I'd become a lawyer and prosecute those who abuse power, making the bad guys tremble at the sound of my name. Then Saturday forced me to admit that I wanted to relax and have fun, so I'd open a nightclub. Like Rick Blaine, I'd surround myself with a cast of lovably quirky characters. All men would envy me. Women, against their better judgment, would throw themselves at me nightly, but I would demur. I would wait for Ilsa to show up and prove to me that love is real. I spent Sunday looking over this list, and I realized after a while that none of these occupations involved being famous. People who do these jobs may touch many lives, but they are not sports figures or movie stars or potentates. They go about their business and are immune, presumably, to the whims of the public's praise and the scorn of the media. I didn't end up choosing any of those careers and fell into a completely different line of work. I fell into a rabbit hole, which is defined as, quote, a bizarre, confusing, or nonsensical situation or environment, typically one from which it is difficult to extricate oneself, unquote. I never imagined I would do what I've done for a living or see what I've seen. Acting can satisfy some of the desires and curiosities found in those imagined careers. Over time, I realized that through acting, I could touch every station of the cross as I perceived them, humility, service, loyalty, that might earn my late father's approval. I never wanted to be an actor because it seemed so trite. But as I moved along the game board and thought I might be invited to play a bit longer, much of that cynicism fell away. Opportunities arrived to appreciate life's beauty, mysteries, truths, and heartbreak, to understand life on a higher plane. All of this while you play like a child again and try to become immortal like Marilyn Monroe or Elvis. This is what most people in the entertainment business want, I believe. Just as much as they want money and power and adulation, they want a certain kind of immortality. My own relationship to the entertainment business was much simpler. Acting was a way to ease, though never eliminate, the financial anxieties of the boy from South Shore, Long Island, who remains inside me today. I'm not actually writing this book to discuss my work, my opinions, or my life. I'm not writing it to explain some of the painful situations I've either landed in or thrown myself into. I'm writing it because I was paid to write it. And as we go along, you'll know that the mercenary force is strong in this one. You might want to stop there and put the book down, knowing that its theme is that I did a lot of things for money. Anything truly worthwhile that emerged was just a bit of luck or wonderful alchemy. I once read that Richard Burton made some choices in his film career so he could buy Elizabeth Taylor a diamond ring or whatnot. That's my excuse, too. Except there was no Liz, and there were no diamonds. However, just as the challenges and charms of performing in public for many years won me over, writing this book also became its own reward. To look at one's life, to stare at all of those joys and mistakes, all of those moments and emotions, you'd be dead in some sense if it didn't change you. As was so often the case during my career as an actor, money prompted this memoir until the moment something else took over. Now, I want you to know that my name is Xander Baldwin. The X sounds like a Z. I'm from 25 Greatwater Avenue in Massapequa, New York, and my siblings, including Beth, Daniel, Billy, Jane, and Stephen, didn't turn out all that bad.